Hey everybody, welcome back to the show and thank you for joining us for episode 5 of season 3 of Pillow Talk Uncensored. I'm Fatima.
And I'm Dawn.
On today's episode, we talked all about the different types of breakups, moving on from them, and getting back out there. But before we get into that, this week's episode is sponsored by Braided by Bree, my go-to for all my braiding lock styles. Braided by Bree is all about professionalism, comfort, and affordability. On top of being known to have the most affordable stitch braids in the city, every month they offer an additional discount on a select hairstyle. Follow them on Instagram at _braidedbybrie, Brie spelled B-R-I, 3 underscores, and press book now. And be sure to put Pillow Talk in the notes section for 15% off any style. So, hey, Khadijah, welcome to the show and thanks for joining us. Before we get into today's topic, I want to give you the chance to let the listeners know a little bit about you and where they can find you at on social media.
Okay. So I am currently in my master's program, about to graduate May 16th. Super excited. Ooh. Yes. I've been in school for a long time now, so this is very exciting to be graduating. I am ready to not do nothing, but I'm gonna be so confused with my schedule. As far as social media, you guys can follow me on Instagram. It's _KHW. And
okay, thank you, girl. May 16th graduates. Woo,
woo, woo.
Okay, so today's episode is about breakups. And you know, there's different types of breakups, like from friends to romantic relationships and everything in between. So I kind of want to work our way through all of them. So I want to start with friendship breakups words, because they don't get talked about a girl. Lot. And they hit way harder. So
You must have knew. Okay. Okay. There was this girl that I used to be friends with when I was serving. Me and her, like, you know how you make real close work friends? Me and her got like real close. Like, you would never see me without her or her without me. Mm-hmm. Always going out, always hanging out. For a while, the friendship started to like get weird. We started to get distance. And I'm like reaching out, like, you know, is everything okay? What's going on? So one day she like calls herself telling me about myself, saying like, I'm a bad friend. I'm always one-sided. It's always about me. And the only time I call her is when I'm complaining. And I'm just like, I don't even complain to you. I ain't got shit to complain to you about. If I got shit to talk about to my nigga, I'm gonna talk shit to my nigga. I ain't got nothing to say to you. Like, I was very confused on what was going on. So I'm just like, all right, like, I let her talk her shit. I'm like, cool, this friendship is one-sided. So then she proceeds to tell me, this guy at our job, she and him are like, they called each other best friends. You know, they ain't really best friends. They was either fucking or something, but whatever, I left it alone. But he wanted to talk to me. He wanted to like fuck me, all of this shit. But I'm like, nah, I'm not on that type of time with you. Like, I was already talking to somebody at my job. So I'm like, nah. So me and him always just like flirted with each other. We would still like hang out and just chill. She then calls herself telling me like, yeah, also I'm fucking the bull. And I'm like, okay. And mind you, she knew everything that went on because I would tell her everything because that was like my confidant at the time. Like, that was my best friend. That was my homie. So I told her everything and she knew all of this. And she was like, yeah, no, you don't give him no play. Don't mess with him and all of this stuff. Now I'm just like, oh, is it because you wanted him? Like, why you ain't just say that? I don't care. I didn't want this man. So she called herself saying like, yeah, you know, we're fucking now and all of this stuff. And I'm like, okay, congratulations. And she was like, yeah, so we can rekindle this friendship and you if you want. And I'm like, no. I'm okay. You and him can both go to hell. I ain't got shit to say to you and I got shit to say to him because he should have told me. Because at the end of the day, he be hitting me up trying to tell me to come to his place. But y'all fucking, right? Cool. Say no more. Just recently, wow. He found me on Instagram. Followed me back. I contemplated for some time. I'm like, should I follow her? Should I let her see how my life is glowing? And just let her know, like, I'm the shit. I don't need you. We was like this. Yeah, this friendship breaking up was not hurting me. So guess what I did? I follow her back, allow her to follow me. She be watching all my stories. I posted something indirectly because it was something going around talk about, yeah, I'm not looking to rekindle no friendships. And I noticed since she be watching all my stories, I kindly reposted that just to let her know, like, baby, I ain't looking to rekindle nothing. Like, this friendship ain't hurt my feelings. I'm cool. So now she always in my story. Like, I'll watch her stories, but it's like, I just go through stories. Like, I don't even be seeing who the person is. I'm just constantly clicking. So I never even like notice that I'm watching her stuff, but then she's always watching my stuff. She wants to be my friend. I'm the greatest friendship that she ever had. And now she misses me because she fucked up. She fucked up.
Wow, that is a hell of a way. Okay, that's an intro if I ever heard one. But so you, I had all these questions lined up and you literally just three times just said, whoop, here go all the answers to your questions. But so you kind of experienced the other end of the extreme and like you ain't really care about this friendship being over.
No, at all.
Okay, so I've actually had friendship breakups when I was really heartbroken by them. Like I was really sad and I was the one trying to rekindle the friendship and I got played and I really had put my pride to the side and it was a hurt piece. And you know, to make matters worse is we literally were going to the same college and we kind of planned it. And then when we got there, this is about to give it away. So
like that.
All of, but anyway, when we got there, how about we was both messing with the same boy?
Did she know? Because you told her. I know you told her.
No, we weren't friends at the time. The crazy, because we weren't friends anymore. And we just happened to stumble across him at different points because he went to the school. And then, you know, if I'm messing with you, I'm doing background checks. And I found out. Damn, out of all the people, not my old best friend.
Dang, a whole social media scan.
Girl, it was
a scan.
Yeah, but I came out victorious, obviously. But
I mean, so I did have a friendship where I was like heartbroken, but like I still be trying to rekindle it to this day because that was like my childhood best friend. Like we grew up together, same church, everything like that. She went to college, crossed. I went to see her cross, and then she changed. And I was just like, I really like, yeah. And I'm just like, and she, what makes it so bad is she crossed what I wanted to cross. And then I was just like, so you must have did this to be smart. And I still came supported and everything, hyped for and all of that, but like now we not friends no more. And now you got other bitches that's your friends, but they, one of them was sitting here trying to fuck your nigga and you still her friend.
I need sound effects for this episode, yeah, like a bomb or something. Like, what, girl, what kind of friends? And
I don't know. I don't know if I'm just bad at picking friends or if I'm just like that too nice of a friend that I really like. When I'm friends with you, I'll go all in for you. Like I'll bend over backwards if possible. And I expect the same thing in return, but I had to learn, like, everybody's not like you. Everybody's not raised like you. Everybody's not going to hold their friendship to the same standards as you do. So now I'm just out here with those expectations and I got some friends. I'm getting a little girlfriend group. I'm a little excited about it. So, you know, we'll see.
You had like 10 people at your brunch. What you talking
about?
Baby,
you know how many friend groups that mixed? That was coworkers mixed with old people, mixed with people I just pulled out from school. Like, if it was really, I would have had one person, maybe two, one or two.
Girl, I got two friend groups. I got my college and high school friends, and that's combined maybe four or five people. So you got maybe, you got some genuine people around you.
I mean, so yeah, because I mean, and some of them was like my cousin, her best friend. Some of them, most of them I went to school with, and then the other ones was coworkers, and one of them was like somebody I used to work with. But like, I just started rekindling these friendships because I'm just like, I feel like I put too much weight on my best friend as far as like our friendship expectation relationship. So I had to like start venturing out and making new friends. And like, genuinely, I really don't like people. So it's really,
but that's like, that's crazy you say that. Cause I don't think I require a lot from my friends, but they know. Y'all better not ignore me, better not turn your location off.
At all, because why is your location off? Where are you?
Location off? Like,
why can I see what you doing that I don't need to know about?
Exactly. Now when you pop up missing and don't nobody know where you at,
then I'm like, I told you shouldn't have turned it off. You don't listen.
Exactly. But it's interesting you say that because like, how do you make friends as an adult? Because I don't know how to do this.
So I ain't gonna hold you. My best friend now, we met in school and it was just off the link, off the strength of assignments. We need help with assignments. And I started talking to her because like, I don't like people, but I can speak to anybody. I'm very outgoing. I just started talking to her and we became friends. So I guess it has to do with like, just where you working at, if you in school, like who you associate with, networking. Cause at this age, I feel like we should definitely be networking and we shouldn't have friends that aren't like, I'm not even say beneficial to our life, but it's not helping us, or, you know, like, pushing us to do better, then that's not a friendship, because we're adults now. We can't have those childish, not like weird, stupid, dumb friendships where we're having constant fights. Like, I want to be able to communicate in my friendship. If I have a problem, I may take some time, but I'm gonna let you know how I'm feeling about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And I feel like, yeah, you gotta be like the same wavelength. We gotta have the same mindset. Like, even if it's not the same goals, you gotta be goal oriented in some way, or we're not gonna click. And I'm grateful that I have a group of people around me that are doing the same things. But I do want to kind of backtrack, because I want to ask you, Dom, if you've experienced a friendship breakup and how that situation was.
I have experienced a friendship breakup. It was like my childhood friend. I had known her since I was like 5. It's been like a few years since we haven't been friends. What happened? Okay, so I had a other friend whose like birthday was around the same time as my old friend. And okay, we all know how birthday trips are.
Okay.
Okay. So the other friend kind of started planning her birthday trip. It was like a year prior. So, you know, I'm like paying on the trip, like I'm ready. And my old best friend was like, oh, like I want to do something for my birthday. Mind you, it was like maybe 2 months prior. She's like, I don't know where I want to go. I don't know what I want to do. And I'm like, oh, well, let me know like the dates, because I have something planned already. And once I said that, she was like, oh, this friendship is over.
See, that's like, so petty.
Like very much like this friendship is over. I mean, and like looking back, like I can like notice it was like, it wasn't the strongest at that time anyway, but and I've definitely understood her being hurt, but I definitely felt like it could have been something we could have communicated. But
all she had to do was just be like, well, what's the dates that you got something planned?
Exactly. Like, I don't know. If you have something planned a year in advance, nobody can be mad that they come up 2 months before, like, come do this with me. Like,
right, that's what I'm saying. Birthday, but birthdays and friendships is something.
Yeah. But you can celebrate your birthday whenever you want. If you mean, like, you don't have to.
All month long.
Yeah, and I would always celebrate, like, we would be, like, back in school, so I wouldn't always be home during her birthday, but I would always celebrate, like, once I came back for the summer. But yeah, I guess everything happens for a reason. I think it was a little difficult of a transition, I guess, after, but I mean, it is what it is. I hope, you know, she's doing well. And yeah.
That's a petty ass reason, but I don't know what it is about birthdays and friendships that and trips, birthdays, trips, and friendships don't make
them all together. You know how many videos I've seen where girls went to Miami, and there's always a story.
It's
what?
Not about Miami.
Why
what is it about Miami? Like, what be happening out there? People don't be having money. Because you know what? Miami ain't cheap. I went out there and that shit broke me. Never again. No more Miami.
I think the secret is because I went to Miami 2 separate times with 2 separate people, Don being one of them, and it was cool. But it was only us two. I feel like if it's more than 2 people, it's over. It's not going to work. Like, and that's kind of making me nervous because y'all know I'm going away. Well, not going away for my birthday, but you know, I'm going out of the city for my birthday, and the first night I want to do a dinner, group dinners and people.
My thing is, if it's 10 people, I don't care what you had. If you just got water, you should have stayed your ass in the room. We splitting the check 10 ways. If somebody got enough, put it on their card, and everybody else cash at that person. How hard is that?
Bro,
how hard is that?
Literally, all that math, I don't even.
I just feel like if you're going to go out, why are you trying to shortchange yourself if y'all, now don't be that person that's getting 50 drinks and the most expensive thing on the menu. Yeah. But you can get a nice drinks, and especially like, you know, if everybody at the table got like 2 or 3 drinks each and everybody got an entree.
The person whose birthday it is shouldn't be paying, so then they should be excluded and we're splitting the check for them. Girl, that's how it should be.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm paying. I don't need no problems. I'm saying the PS.
My thing is, if you going and ain't nobody else offering to pay for you, I'm gonna pay for you because you my friend. And I, that, like, it's your birthday. You shouldn't be having to come out your pocket for your birthday. Those are the expectations that I have for mine. So I'm holding my friends to the same expectations. Like, at the end of the day, yeah, we ain't rich, but if we're going out to eat, I'm gonna eat. I'm gonna eat. I'm gonna spend the money.
If I'm going anywhere, I want to enjoy myself, like a trip out of town anywhere. I'm trying to have a good time. Like, you post a budget for these things, like.
I don't budget. I just don't care. I'll figure it out when I get home.
Okay. Like, I need to have your attitude. I mean, I'm on a budget now because I just made a big girl purchase today. But
okay, yes, big girl purchase.
We definitely, you saw that meme. It'd be like black girls with money be ordering like they drug dealers or something. They said like
spending money like they drug dealers. Yeah, like, I sure do because I'm like, it come back. Like, I got a money tree outside that I can just go shake at any time.
Okay, listen, you can't take it with you. So
you only live one.
YOLO.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm going to DR. I don't care what it costs, what I got to do. I'm out here. I'm going.
Listen, YOLO, I'm all for a good time. Catch me on a flight, not in my feelings.
Okay.
A word to whoever posted that meme.
Agreed.
Hey, breaking it back into friendship breakups. I think that it's hard, especially like when this was like somebody you had around for a long ass time, like a childhood friend, or if y'all went through like some of life's biggest moments and transitions together, like it's really differently. And your friends, are like a family you choose. So that's like cutting off your brother or sister, basically.
It hurt.
Yeah. It really hurt. And I mean, sometimes you gotta do it, and it really sucks. It's really hard. But like Nam said, everything happens for a reason. And sometimes that person wasn't meant to be on a journey with you, but it definitely be hard. But I don't like those people who try to like downplay or go like mess with your ops after y'all not cool. That's corny as fuck. Like, oh God, you got another story.
Another one.
No, but it's the opposite for me. I got them trying to mess with me. And I'm like, you know, even though we're not friends, I'm still honoring that friend code. Like, no, right. I'm not. No, that's disrespectful. I'm not going to be no little hoe girl out here messing with people that I already knew my best friend messed with. Even if we're not best friends, I'm still holding that code.
Yeah, that's how it be. Like, don't move all that over there. Like, you saw us together. You knew we had a friendship relationship plan. Bye.
Exactly. And if you wanted to talk to me first, that's your fault. You fucked up, like.
Girl, we could do a whole episode about.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta start asking about the friend group first before you just make one decision on one. You can't.
I'm starting to learn that the hard way, because it's nothing worse. This is completely unrelated, but there's nothing worse than a nigga posting all his friends and you realize you chose the wrong friend.
The ugliest one, because y'all like, damn, your friend's fine.
I'm not saying this applies to anybody I'm currently dating. But I'm just saying in general. So moving on to the situationship / your man that's not really your man breakups. I feel like they're kind of hard too.
Because
that's
the hardest
thing
from the start. It's just awesome.
Yeah, how do you even get to that point of y'all breaking up? Like, what happens?
Because it's probably because you start asking, like, what is we? What we doing? Because we out here moving like we in a relationship and we not even together. So I'm just trying to know. Because I'm out here telling my girls, you my man. Because you're taking care of me. So like, why we not together, babe? Why not? That's the problem. You know what it is? Niggas be out here giving you relationship dick and only want situationships. Y'all got to rel it back some. Because damn, they be asking why we crazy.
That's why I had this debate with every nigga. Like, y'all, they swear they fuck girls differently depending on the situation.
No, they don't. Because at the end of the day, they don't want no bitch talking about they dick, saying that shit was trash. They don't want, so they put in their all in every chance that they get. They going all out. They pulling out all the tricks, all the stops, all of it.
Girl, like that really... No, those breakups definitely be the hardest. And I think it really do start from you just trying to get some clarity, because you just trying not to play yourself no more. And they be like, oh, she got your feelings.
Her feelings. Let me get her out of here. No feelings. What you mean no feelings?
And how don't they catch feelings? Like, I don't understand. Y'all
got other bitches.
But if you spend a significant amount of time with somebody, you're going to grow fond of them, especially if y'all having sex. Like, I don't understand.
We have attachment issues.
I really don't understand either. You know, I don't know.
They really, it's just, you're just any other person just filling up the space. And you could be anybody.
They like, they probably got you saved in their phone as best pussy. And then they got another bitch in their ass, fat ass. Then they got deep throat wide or some shit. Like, you know.
Like, I feel like they can compartmentalize, but then again, they can't in a way. Like, they do it in an unhealthy way. Like, you just described, like, they do it by physical features or what the girl offers to them or what she can do for them. And we kind of do it in a way where, all right, this nigga isn't doing what I'm looking for. So bye, to the curb you go. But this guy, he's showing interest. So I'm going to, you know, put him in his category. But they
always be thinking the grass is greener on the other side. And sometimes it don't be.
That's, say it again. Sometimes the grass is not greener on the other side.
Like, oh, that shit is just as the non-color on the other side as it was on that side. Okay.
It's just like you can't win for losing. But I definitely,
I don't know. It do be hurting though. It do be
relationship breakups is a hurt,
yeah. And it's because then it's like you try not to trip because you're like, we not together. That's not my man. I can't double text him like I would my nigga. But I'm like, fuck it. I'm gonna double text him anyway because I don't care. My thing is, this is my problem. If we fucking, I gotta write the double text or whatever I want to do because we're fucking. Especially if it's wrong,
girl. We're married.
All shit is off the table. What you mean? You're my man. We together, bae, forever, girl. For life.
And that comes down to the point I made on the last episode. You can't just be fucking everybody wrong because now you got five bitches thinking that you they mean. Like,
yes, like pick one and make it me.
Okay, period. Like, no, for real. Like that feeling of like, this is not my man, I can't trip. That's the worst feeling. That's the worst place to be in. Like, when you really want to draw, but you're like, damn, that's not your nigga. You know the TikTok sound?
It is. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we be losing our minds, and we part of the blame because we be seeing the signs and you're like, I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt.
He loved me.
No, have y'all ever been in? Well, Dom doesn't believe in love unless it's her, me, and her husband. But have y'all ever been in a situationship where y'all had like exchanged I love yous?
That shit's so toxic.
Girl, it is very much toxic.
That's why I'm
with the man. Like, y'all had the conversation and it's clear that y'all love each other. But like, he ain't doing shit about it, basically.
Well, I made him my boyfriend because you thought it. Because it started off as a, yeah, we just going, because I had just got out of a 7-year relationship, okay? Like high school, into college, graduation, all of that. That was my first love, my everything. Now this man got a baby. He out here buying his bitch MacBooks. Where was my MacBook when we was in a relationship? But now me and him together, because we was fucking... And it was good. And I was like,
he wanted to be with you though. He had to want to be with you.
Yeah. After some time. Cause at first he was like, I told you I didn't want a relationship. And I still stuck around because I'm like,
you ain't giving it work out. It ain't for everybody. Once they say it, you gotta go ahead and take the bag. You just gonna end up playing.
It came with some, it wasn't all peaches and rainbows at the beginning. That shit had me thinking the grass was definitely greener on the other side at the beginning. Cause I'm like, I ain't want all of this. Too much.
Yeah, definitely be different once you. I have transitioned. My last relationship was a transition from like a friends with benefits situation. Mm-hmm. And I wish we would have stayed friends with benefits because every time you try to blur the lines, it has never worked out for me.
Really?
I don't think it's meant. I need to meet somebody and I need to make it clear you either gonna marry me or you gonna leave me alone. Right. Because anything in between ain't gonna work.
Because I catch feelings when we start having sex. I can't just have sex just to have sex.
Yeah, I don't want to have sex just to have sex. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I do want to have sex just to have sex, but I gotta like you and have some
type of. I gotta like you. I gotta like, because you intertwining two souls. You can't just be out here intertwining your souls with everybody.
Yeah. And they do.
It gets done every day, B.
They do. And everybody, that's why everybody be wondering why they a little thrown off. You're all here at Dawson and Thurney. Okay.
So we think the consensus is sneaky link / friends with benefits / situationship, all of that umbrella terms, whatever. Those breakups hit a little bit harder than normal.
Yes, and actual breakups, like, yes.
So let's get into actual romantic relationship breakups. Like, so let me ask y'all, do y'all do the breaking up or have y'all been broken up with?
Anybody breaking my heart?
There's two different types of people in this world. We have Dom, who's like, fuck these niggas, I ain't never gave them the time of day.
I didn't say I've never been in a relationship is what I said, a real one.
Really? Nope. Good, because niggas ain't shit.
That's the girl in the relationship.
Why. That's I've had that like
because I be talking shit, but then at the end of the night, I be right next to my man, like, you want to cuddle?
I'm cracking up. So you do the breaking of the hearts, Khadija. And well, Don, have you cut somebody off?
Yeah, because that count because you out here breaking hearts then.
You've never cut nobody off.
I don't think so. No.
So how do y'all stop talking?
You ghost them?
Talking to people.
Nail this.
So your phone is just used for an alarm. That's what you're telling me.
I really don't talk to anybody. I don't like I've never really talked to people. That's what I guess.
So the math ain't mathing right now.
It's not. And I don't even like math, but it ain't adding up for me.
I really don't be talking to people.
So the people you've communicated, interacted with, whatever you call it.
Interacted in what way?
Do we need to play the footage from Sexpectations where you said it's that you had sex before?
Oh. Yeah, so how did you get to that if you ain't talking to more? She was just like, pull it out, let's go.
No. Like, I think dealing with someone and talking to someone.
You acting like these niggas now. So
the people you right, because that sound all the same to me.
Okay, so the people you've dealt with, how did y'all end things?
She ghosted him.
I don't remember. No,
yeah, it's getting ghosted.
It's getting ghosted.
And you
ain't no natural life.
Right. Natural life is you ghosted him. You stopped texting him.
No, it was like a mutual ending. I don't really remember.
Oh, I wish that would make my life so much
easier. Oh, nice. Okay.
Right.
Most of these things.
Well, what's your tips? Tell me some tips and tricks because I need to know. Because I be ghosting. That's me.
Girl, I'm the biggest ghoster. Oh my God. Like, I ghost.
I don't feel bad.
I'd be real quick to put somebody on a block list or not even respond to the text message or even the DM. And they constantly going. I'll just be like, thanks.
Girl, I'm not even going to child. I got currently, I'm in the process of ghosting two people. So, and I don't block them because that's so obvious because they message going to send as a tag. yeah, I'm not at that level of savagery yet, but yeah, I'll be ghosting. For my last relationship, I did the breaking up. Like, cause that was like my only real relationship. But I think it's like a mixed bag with me. Like, but my problem is I cut them off and then time passed and they try to bust a UE and I let them.
Yeah,
so me too. Kind of reverses okay. Me cutting them off, but I'm
that's fine because then I cut them off again.
I always gotta be the one to cut you off, but
yeah, somebody tried to cut me off one time and I got back in their life and then I cut them off because I said, you're not gonna do that to me.
You don't put them on me. Like, yeah, I don't think I'm going down without a fight, so you can't cut me off. Like, I'm
like, because why would I do? Because I'm good, what's wrong? What's the problem?
Right, like, you're the problem. If anything goes left,
it's you. It's never me.
Like, ever. Great minds.
Like, they'd be like, you sure it's not? I'm positive.
I'm super sure. It's super certain it's you.
I'm like, yeah, nah. It's done.
No. And so once you either, if you're breaking up with them or they broke up with you, like, what is your process? Like, what is your process of getting over someone look like?
Getting into somebody else.
When I wrote this question, I guarantee I will bet money that Khadija is going to say the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody else. I knew it was coming. So Dom, what is your process of getting over
someone? I'm the very opposite. I'm one of the, because I feel like someone else is just a distraction. I know me, like, at the end of the day, I'm still thinking about you, because at the end of the day, I'm still not over you. So I don't know. I'll be taking a long
they putting time. It down right and treating you right. Anything about none. Anything about none.
No, I get so attached, so it's hard for me to detach. So it's, I don't know, it looks different, but it takes me a long time, but I like to do it by myself. So like, I know, like, I did the shit on my own. Like, I didn't need
a take the healthy approach.
I'm trying to be like you, cause I'm trying to get to that point where I could just be like, I could be by myself. I'm cool. And then here come a nigga and I'm like, sure, let's go eat.
I'm very much like, it can exist at the same time. Like, I can be healing and still doing me at the same time. So
because I see them all the time, you know, on the days I'm not with them, I'm healing by myself.
Yeah, you definitely, but with that, you gotta, I think it is like, you can't jump right back out there. Like for me, I had to take some time and really was like by myself, wasn't texting nobody, wasn't talking to nobody, nothing. And then I gradually eat into it, but I still be checking myself. Like, are you doing this to fill a void because you feel lonely? Or are you doing this because you really want to see him or spend time with him? And that's a really important like distinction you got to make. That's an important distinction you got to make for yourself to, because how will you know? Like, I feel like when it's all said and done, you keep going from person to person, you're never going to get over anybody.
This is true. I mean, I did take 2 years after my 7-year relationship. Cause I mean, so you know, though, in relationships, we do already check out before we actually end.
Yeah.
So that's also like, take that into account too. So like, yeah, I was in the relationship for 7 years, but I might've checked out wait, like 4 years ago, maybe like 6, I don't know. But sometimes I just went back because it was comfortable too. And you know, that's all I knew. So
yeah,
because who's got time to be telling niggas your favorite color again and your hobbies and your likes and dislikes? Not me.
Girl, I don't have a problem telling niggas. It's how they act. And that's a whole nother conversation. Like, niggas,
because they don't really care. They just want to touch you where you pee at. I tell you this all the time.
Yeah, niggas really don't. Like, you find out about somebody through conversation. And they just tell me about yourself. Like, what's your favorite color? Like, literally like that. And it feel like a damn quiz.
No, it's that like that post they like, what's your favorite color? Triangle. Are you a virgin?
Like, sir. Like, I feel like that will get you right. Like, that will get you in check if you just got out of a relationship or like getting over somebody and you come into these streets, this dating game out here. That should make you want to go right back where you came from.
Yes, I'll be like, we can fix it, babe. It's okay. Let's figure it out. Let's talk about it because I don't like it out here.
Situation where the grass is not greener on the other side.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what it is about this, like, just this generation of dating, but that shit sucks. Like, everybody's either content with situationships or they don't want relationships, or they, some of them want to be married and some of them weirdos, and I don't know.
I don't know.
Where. That's why I be in house. I need to get into the streets, but I don't really like it. I want to just be in the house, well, out the window.
Come to Sips. She'll find you some nice men there.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely catching it back up this summer, period.
Yeah, it's for real.
I'm outside. But with the breakup, like, do y'all, if y'all been together, it doesn't have to be a significant amount of time. Like, if y'all exchange gifts, how do y'all feel about it? Do y'all give the gifts back?
No.
That was a gift someone gave it to.
Some people, y'all know on TV shows, they come with their box of stuff. If some of it be the stuff they left at the house and all that. And some of it be like gifts.
Maybe being petty.
Yeah.
And I'd rather it be petty, but at the end of the day, I ain't taking back nothing I bought you, because at the end of the day, it's a gift. And I ain't giving shit back, even if you expect. And if you do, I'm fucking it up before I give it back because you got me fucked up.
Okay, so how do y'all feel about an engagement ring? Like, you feel like they got to give it back?
Now, something like that, I might give back.
Get that back. Because if you keep it, that's giving them hope, saying like, yeah, she's still going to marry me one day, unless you take that shit straight to the pawn shop. But like, other than that, give it back, because you giving them false hope.
Yeah, and I feel like that's a whole different level of breakup. Like, to break off an engagement, like
I'm really done with you.
Like, but I feel like some people, like, they break. I've seen people break off engagements and still be together in a relationship, but just be like, I don't want to get married. Like, if they say no, like, I don't want to get married to you
right now. Is it
like so they're not ready, right?
But I feel like you should know. Don't be asking me to marry you if we had a conversation about getting married, because you're gonna play
yourself. Melanie and
Erwin. Okay.
You're not listening, and we don't need to be together because you don't listen.
Yeah, literally. And so we decide we're not giving gifts back, because that's something that you gave out of love, and that's petty to try to take it back. It's giving me ATO when he snaps.
Yeah, when he snaps her chain.
Give me back my chain.
My chain.
Yeah, he was petty. But so, are y'all still cool with the friends and family after the breakup?
What? His family love me. And lucky he got a baby now.
Dom, how you feel about that?
I feel like, of course, like, you could still be cool with them now. it, like, I don't think you should be like talking to them every single day, but of course, like, you can still hit up grandma or mom, or like if they call you every so often to check in. I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, I don't know how you might navigate that in a new relationship, how close that, you know, like, why are you still talking to sis mom? Like, I don't know how I would feel.
I had to cut my ex's family off. They was like following me. Yeah, because they were also like following me on social media, and so I was still following my ex on social media. That's how I found out he bought the bitch a MacBook, but like, whatever, that's besides the point. But like, but he would like, you know, when you post stuff, you know, they slide into your DMs, liking it, sending heart eyes, and I'm like, that's the devil. I had to like, I was like, let me just really officially let this man go. Like, I had to let him go. That's how I knew I was really like over the relationship, when I finally unfollowed him on Instagram and like blocked him and everything like that. But his mom, I think she's still my friend on Facebook, but like, I don't worry about Facebook because I only update that for my family.
Yeah, I agree. And that's actually my follow-up question. But with the friends and family stuff, do y'all still, like, would y'all still go to family events?
No. Like theirs?
Yeah.
Like my ex's family events?
Yes.
Hell no, because I'm going to fight the bitch.
And well, the mom is still single. Let's say if y'all both still single.
Oh, hell yeah, because then we might mingle.
Okay. So, if y'all single, yeah, but if y'all, if he in a relationship, no. But what about y'all both in a relationship?
Then no, I shouldn't even be talking to this man.
Oh, okay. I agree. I think that's the one so much. I just think about it from the lens of when you get into your next relationship, because I am not going to be okay with you unless there's a child.
Are you going with them? Like, or are they just going by themselves?
Yeah, like, I feel like
if you're invited me
too, then
yeah.
Yeah, I think it's something like that. If my current partner is able to come, then cool. But if it's like, no, just you, I'm going to be like, huh? Like,
and what is it? Like, it can't just be like a cook. Like, it was it like a birthday party, a wedding?
What if it's their little sister that you grew up, like you watched grow up? No, but my ex had a little sister.
Well, you got invited to the event?
I mean, my situation is unique because I have a child with him.
Yeah, so you're always good. So yeah, that's completely different.
Yeah,
that's so say you didn't have a child though.
I mean, if I was single, I mean it depends on how done with him I am.
Okay.
Like if I was like, okay, I'm not completely closed off to the effect of us being
together,
I would go. But if I'm like, you know what, let me exert some boundaries, I wouldn't go. But let's say this is a family member, or I'm trying to think like what other
situations close to.
Like, so you know that one. His my ex's, what was it? His aunt passed away, and I was really close to her. I knew her and everything like that. So at that time, I had reached out like just to check in on him and his family because I knew that was a hard time for them and everything like that. I told him like, let me know if you need anything. I am here for you because we lived around the corner from each other. So we don't now, but he lives around the corner from my parents' house. So like, I'm like, let me know if you need anything. Let me know if your family needs anything. I'm here for you. And like when my cousin had passed away, we had like broke up and he reached out to me, checking in on me. He was like, let me know if you need to attend a funeral or anything like that. So like in that case, yeah, that was fine.
Yeah, because that's different. That's understandable. Like life events like that, yeah, that's completely understandable. So what about another relationship I'm thinking about? Like if you were really close with his mom and y'all have a relationship outside of him, how does that look once y'all break up?
I thought you could have... I think you and mom could still be cool, but like it just depends on how to break it out. If it's somebody like, I don't want to see you in my face, like maybe you could still chit chat with my mom here and there depending on what happened, but like
I mean, for a little bit I still talk to my ex's mom, but then I stopped because that's when he like got a new girlfriend and I found that he had a baby mom and stuff like that. So like I feel like, cause so I ain't gonna lie, I kind of had like hopes of rekindling the relationship later because like we had so much chemistry, so much invested, and like I just needed him to grow up for himself, like you know, get himself together. Cause I was like moving on, I was about to go back to school for my master's. This was at the very beginning, and he was still just content with where he was at, and I was trying to do better. So I felt like I was his enabler. So I'm like, all right, let me give him some time to like you know get his shit together, get himself together. All of that happened, and like for a while me and him was still talking. He tried to like take me out and everything, and I'm just like okay, but then after a while we just stopped. We just stopped talking because that's when I found out he had the baby mom. I didn't even find out from him. That's what made it even worse. I found out from my
other friend. Like, how do you feel? Like, because we're not super old, but just thinking about if you were with somebody for such a long time, like it was a long-term serious relationship, do you feel like they owe it to you to say, I'm having a kid or I'm getting married?
Yes.
Would you rather
hear? Yes. Yes. I should hear from your mouth personally. As soon as you get the pregnancy test, let me know. Because you sit here telling me that you wanted me back, but you got another bitch pregnant.
No, not if they say they want you back.
Communicating.
Yeah, but like, it's like y'all.
In any other sense, yes.
But if y'all broke up and just haven't talked and.
Yeah, y'all haven't talked.
On TV, yes. They let it be known. Let me know. Because at the end of the day, this was supposed to be our life.
Heads up, I'm having a baby.
I'm engaged. Yeah, they do that, and then they be talking about, well, I'll invite you to the wedding. Don't invite me to your fucking wedding because I'm gonna send that fire.
No,
send that shit off.
That's nice. I mean, if you taking your new man there, then okay,
cute. Okay, yes, but if he invites you,
be there with a gift.
Yeah, and I feel like it depends on how y'all ended the relationship, because if y'all are still pretty cool and y'all have really good boundaries and y'all respect each other. Like even being single and being in a relationship, then I feel like you could be friends with your ex, but it has to be a respect and boundary thing. And that was like, I was about to ask y'all, like, do you feel like you can be friends with your ex?
I can't be friends with somebody that I was in love with. That don't work for me.
Yeah, I've never been in love, so I can't answer it from her perspective. But I think cool, cordial, like friends, like not talking every day all the time. But like, you could follow each other on like social media, see what they're up to, you know, maybe a wedding invite or something.
No, don't send me no fucking wedding invite.
So like immediately after the breakup, how do y'all feel about social media? Like, you're like, I gotta block this nigga, mute him on everything, like fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. Or can you still follow him? But
no, that'd be my beginning anger because I just be so mad. I delete all the text messages, all the photos, fuck you, block it, everything. We'll end up getting back together and then I ain't got no more pictures. But
I think the pictures, mainly because it's so many of them over the years. This is so much to go through and delete.
How much space would you have though if you delete?
I would have a lot of space, but I haven't gotten to the point. I don't think it's holding me back. Like sometimes I see pictures and be like, and I like reminisce. And like I said, my situation is different because we have a kid together, so I'm going to have to see this nigga. But like, I just haven't gotten around to the pictures, but anybody who know me know, if I could erase every trace of this motherfucker, he would be dead, gone, never heard of him, who was there. But I can't. So, and that's why I told my friends all the time, like, I wish I had a regular breakup where I could just be like, bye, deuces, like, but we got a kid, and people with kids who break up, people don't trust it because of
at all.
Well, all right, so why you don't trust it? Before I get my two cents, why you don't trust it?
Because I told you at the beginning of my relationship that shit was a little rocky, and that was why.
Because people be lying, they be not over.
Why would you
baby lie? Mom, baby dad, like
if you want to be a family, go be a family. Because I don't want to be nobody's stepmom anyway. That I ain't signed up for that. I just wanted to take, and then all this other stuff just started coming after it. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, it do. I just feel like for me, I'm telling you, I'm the best baby mom. You don't gotta worry about me. I don't want him. We're not going to be together. I'm trying to find I'm trying to find my current husband. So I ain't worried about him.
Amen to that. I'm with you.
But a lot of, I think baby moms and baby dads, like they be wanting, they'll be over each other. But be trying to, and I think it's selfish to not be over them and be trying to build something with other people, because then
don't break my heart.
Yeah, you're breaking like those toxic cycles and patterns. And like this brings me to my follow-up question. How long should you wait before putting yourself back out there? Like, even if you don't have kids, like any regular breakup.
I feel like you can't honestly put a time limit on it, because it's just like whenever you feel like you're ready. Like some people be like, oh, you move on too fast, but like you don't know what I went through in my relationship. You don't know how mentally checked out I was prior to me breaking up, and I just finally had the courage to actually say it. You don't know if I already had a nigga lined up. Like, you know, you never know the situation or what it is. So it's just like, whenever you feel like you're ready and you're not going to bring your past relationship into your new relationship, then that's when you feel like you should move on.
Yeah, that'd be the problem. People don't be
bringing it into it.
Yeah, I definitely think it comes down to taking the time. And you're right. You never want to know. Like, you don't know what you don't know. So it's just, you have to, like, be honest with yourself, with your feelings about everything, and then move accordingly. But yeah, don't be like, in 6 months, I should be over this nigga. I'm not going to cry no more. Like, I'm going to be right. You don't know. Like, you going to go through the motions at different points. Like, grief in itself is a whole contingent. Like, it just happens when it happens.
Yeah, everybody goes through anything different. Any relationship, any breakup, any death, anything. So, like, there's no time frame. There's just when you feel like your heart is mended, or you know you ready to fill the void that you're missing. Like I said, like I say, yes, get underneath another nigga, but like me, I was already checked out, so that may not apply to everybody, but for me it worked. But I still did take 2 years for my relationship, so it's just like, you gotta still get to know yourself.
Yeah, that's true. And a caveat, I'm gonna put my therapist hat on for a second. A caveat to that is, don't let how bad your previous relationship was cloud your judgment and accept the bare minimum from this new person. And like,
amen. Like, say it again. Everybody need to hear this shit.
Don't let seriously, don't get into that. My therapist likes to call it at least thing. But don't get into that. Well, at least he's not doing what so-and-so used to do, but he's not doing shit. He's doing something, it's not as bad. But he's still not doing what you're worthy of and what you deserve. Like, don't get into that. And that takes time for you to, that also is a part of you getting over that past relationship and really
healing
and, like, you know, loving on you and knowing what you want and deserve. Because that's a bad habit to get into. And it's a bad one to break. Because, like, this might be a sensitive example to use, but like for domestic violence victims, if they get out of their relationship and the next person isn't putting their hands on them, but they're also not respectful, they also don't do anything, like they don't show up for you, like a lot, the long list of things that could go wrong, right? But at least he's not hitting you. Like, and I think that's what girls I can speak to. I don't know how niggas get over relationships. We should have had a guy on this
episode. Do they? Because do they? Call a nigga, because I need to know.
Niggas really be fucking 25 talking about, I got my heart broken, 8th grade, I got trust issues. Like,
next caller.
Nigga, like, niggas always got trust issues.
So now I'm going to ask my best friend, I'm like, how'd you get over your last girl? Because now I want to know. Because he was in love. So now I want to know. Because they be saying girls be breaking their heart, but do we really be breaking their heart? Because they don't even really be showing emotions in the first place. So how do we know that they really be in love? Because we be loving them more than they love us. And my grandma told me, find a man that love you more than you love him.
Yeah, okay? No.
You learn to love somebody.
Girl, you had to. And that is so sad. Like, that's how you got to be. Like, niggas really, I feel like we don't be breaking their heart. Like, it is some situation that happened and niggas get heartbroken. But for the most part, it really just be us loving ourselves more than we love them. And we not putting up with it no more. And now, she broke my heart. We
realize our worth and they don't like that.
Okay, niggas. Originally, we were going to have a guy come on to give his perspective.
Because now I want to know. How do y'all?
Yeah, so when this episode drops, if y'all want to like comment on the Instagram post, or can you leave like a comment on the podcast? Like maybe in the review section, they can comment. Yeah. Answer this question.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. How y'all get over relationships? Like, we're dying to know. My little funny question, one of my last questions, is in thinking about breakups and like cutoffs or whatever you want to call it, what is the pettiest reason you cut somebody off?
So like, as far as I'm sorry, because all right, his dick was too little, like, and I ain't looking for it to be like the biggest thing in the world.
That's not petty.
I mean, so I don't know, they told me it was petty, but I'm just like, I couldn't, mind you, this nigga was tall, like taller than me, so I'm like, yes, yay. No, such a letdown.
I'm sorry.
Me too. Like, if I could take it back, like, if I wish I had a time machine.
Literally the song of my life, like, literally. Oh, my yes. Wow. Dom, do you have one?
No, I've never cut anybody off.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. She's not going with nobody.
I'm trying to be like you.
Okay.
You really not.
I'm trying to think.
Boring over here.
No, you're not. You just protect your peace, baby, and I like that. You protecting okay. your peace.
Trying to.
Really, no. Honestly, I don't think it was a petty reason to cut somebody.
I mean, because technically, what would you consider petty? Because there's a lot.
Open to interpretation. I have a hard time cutting people. Well, I don't have a hard time cutting people off. Like my favorite niggas, I have a hard time cutting them off. But yeah, I don't, because I ghost people. So I don't really get, I just don't like you. So I ghost you. It's not really,
yeah, I just stop texting you or stop hitting you up.
I had to really do anything for me to like.
You could just be boring and text constantly ask me what you doing. Nigga, I'm at work. How many times I gotta tell you this shit?
Yo, I swear, if you know that I have a job Monday through Friday,
9 to 5,
why the fuck you keep asking me what I'm doing all day?
I'm at work. What are you doing? Shit? Oh,
like yeah. Mm-mm. Oh, actually, I just cut somebody off. I didn't Ooh. Go. I actually cut him off. Well, he wasn't really cut on. He had like an hour of my time.
Cut on. Okay.
He was on my head forever. Finally gave him my number. He followed me along all the social medias. I'm talking about Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of them. He found me on each and every one of them. Chilling shot. I'm like, all right, let me give this nigga a chance. I cut him off because he started telling me stuff about me that I never told him. The stuff that he gathered from social media, and I think that's weird and creepy.
I said that, stalker.
Yeah, it was like, no, I just never texted back. And
not you telling me about me, and I didn't even tell you about me.
Girl.
That's scary. I ain't know niggas be that good.
Girl, I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, and it was stuff that's like, not even any, like, anything deep, obviously, because it's surface level stuff on Instagram. But he was spitting facts to me. Like, he knew what he was talking about. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, bye.
Nah. Who you know? Who you talking to about me?
I'm okay. Like, it's a no for me. Like that, you didn't get.
He definitely put two and two together and made four. Like,
girl, really, like, it was just distasteful the way he did it. Like, it just wasn't like it. No, and the stuff he was saying, like, don't speak on my son. Don't speak on anything you know nothing about.
Mm-mm. Oh yeah, no. When you start, don't ever. I don't have kids, but don't ever put like nobody's child in anything. That's just disrespectful. That's too much.
I keep my son away from social media. So for you. Yeah. No, that was
weird. You didn't even know that, and yeah, no. Mm-mm. Now I feel like you gotta watch yourself, because now I feel like
I'll shoot him. Like, yeah, he had to go.
No, you know what did niggas cut off too? They don't know how to ask you out properly. They be like, I want to see you. What that mean? Girl, you want to see me at a restaurant with the reservation that you made?
Girl,
making a reservation, planning something, that's just awesome.
That'll never happen.
Girl, they don't even know how to do that. They be like planning. What's that?
But I be saying niggas out to eat with their friends all the time. I'm just confused.
Because they gay for their friends.
These romances be something different. These men want
men, is what I'm
they
hearing.
Love them, cherish them.
They put all that effort in. It's my nigga birthday. We going out to Miami and all that. Nigga, play for us. Where's but our trip?
It'd be
a niggacation. Y'all gay.
You gotta be a friend to get some attention.
Okay. Like,
you gotta be a homie. Pull out with your mustache. All that. Yo, bro. Like,
for real. Like, it's really bad out here. Like,
up, baby, take me to dinner or something. At this point, take me to the gas station.
If you want to know what you can do for me, fill my tank up.
Like, take me to Sunoco, too. The expensive stuff, Sunoco. I don't want no lukewarm, no Speedway.
I crank it up, but facts though. As a wrap up, do y'all have any advice that you would give for someone who's going through any type of breakup right now?
Well, Dom.
I thought you.
Oh no, because I was trying to think. Because I seen your face, and I was like,
advice. Who asked?
I mean, stay strong. You know,
just too strong fast. That's my
yeah. Okay.
Just this too shall pass. It might seem like a dark ass time right now. Mm-hmm. You never gonna get out of it. You're gonna be crying forever. But with each day, you gonna get better. You might cry for the first 2 weeks, but eventually you'll stop crying. Eventually your chest gonna stop hurting because that shit.
Yep, and then you're gonna have that glow up and you can be out here living your best life, looking at like a baddie and manifesting everything that was supposed to come to you because they was holding you back. So don't text him back, don't answer his FaceTimes, put an X on it, block him, do whatever you gotta do, sis, but leave that man alone because he toxic for you and we don't need no toxicity all 2022.
Yeah, period. Like, it will be okay. It may not seem like it in this moment, it will be okay. Trust me, time really does heal all. And focus on, like Khadija said, focus on your glow up. Think about you on the other side of this. Like,
because you know, whatever we drop a nigga, we get, girl, it becomes something
different. Like, yes, put your energy into something productive, into bettering yourself, and let yourself go through the motions and feel the feels. It's okay. Definitely. Okay. But you will, like,
this. Yes, and don't let people tell you otherwise, because they'd be like, no, girl, it's okay to cry. You was in love. That's all right. Take your time.
Okay. Like, no. Yes, it will pass. So thank you, Khadija, for dropping by and
funny
per usual. But before we let you go, we have the hashtag X team, and how it goes is listeners write in for advice. So I'm going to read it and then I'm going to open the floor up for you and Dom to give your advice to them.
Okay.
So this week it says, hi ladies, I recently relocated to a new city for work and I'm struggling. I don't know anyone here and can't seem to find people that I click with. My coworkers are cool, but I like to keep boundaries regarding outside work things. I'm in some Facebook groups and I have the meetup app, but I guess I'm just scared to take the first step and put myself out there. I do consider myself outgoing, but I'm starting to realize that that side of me only comes out when I'm comfortable. Let's just face it, women are mean and I'm afraid of rejection. I know I'm a great person and I'm seeking genuine connections, but just don't know where to start. Can you give me some advice on how to get out of my own head and take the leap of faith so I can stop feeling so lonely?
Whew, so, yeah, I don't like rejection either, girl. So I agree with you on that one. But sometimes you just gotta put your big girl panties on and you gotta go do what you gotta do, especially being in a new place. And if you want to make new friends, you gotta put yourself out there. Maybe if it's like a little brunch or something, start off by going to like a big party, buying your ticket, and then going there and then, you know, see what happens. Because you know, when everybody's drunk and has drinks in them, everybody gets a little friendly. So start with that and see how that goes. And you never know, you might make some long life friends in the bathroom when you gotta pee.
Girl, that's when you make your best friends, when you
they be like, girl, you look cute. And I be like, thank you. You do too. Let's take a picture. And y'all start following each other on social media. And TikTok is listen, people use TikTok. That's how people make friends too. I know it's weird, but I've seen a lot of people like make friends from TikTok. So try that. And just, if you have to, talk to somebody from home, like on a FaceTime video when you go meet them, just so you won't.
Yeah.
So never know.
Yeah, that's really good advice.
Yeah, and also maybe with the work friend, I know she don't like to mix and mingle, but you might have to at least start there and then go out with them. Just
to do a little happy hour with your coworkers or something.
Somebody else while you out with them, or like if you like to do certain things, like certain clubs, hobbies, just like events, like go to those by yourself if you're comfortable. And like you said, you know, drinking, everybody get a little comfortable anyway. So
I'm gonna say some of my coworkers became some of my friends. So you never know.
Test it out and see, because not everybody at work is going to be somebody you could trust, but you might have them really cool somebody, and like you about to use them for some resources. Like, ask them where they like to go, what they like to do, like go out with them once or twice and, you know, get acclimated to their friends. Like, you might, you know, meet some of your closest friends as mutual friends. But yeah, it's definitely, I know it's hard. It sounds hard to be in a new city by yourself. And it's hard to put yourself out there, even if you're comfortable. So you got to put them big girl panties on.
Do what you got to do, sis. You got this.
Yeah, take a shot before you go out.
Right, maybe two. Make it an even number.
You definitely got this. And we wish you the best of luck.
Yeah.
And that is a wrap on this week's episode. Thank you, Khadija, for dropping by.
You're welcome, ladies. Thank you for having me.
I hope you guys enjoyed listening to another good episode of Pillow Talk Uncensored.
Make sure you're following us on Instagram at pillowtalk_uncensored. And don't forget to check out Braided by Bree for your next hairstyle and mention Pillow Talk for 15% off. See you next time.